Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
One of my mates is looking at strengthening his Tinder game, and he's mentioned to me that maybe there's a way to do so. We've got him on the line right now. Adam, how are you going to strengthen this Tinder game?
Well, the first option was to buy a house, but then I realised I didn't have any money. So I was like, well, what's a bit cheaper than that? And what do people seem to like? And I was like, I'm going to get a dog.
Okay. Right.
I love this theory because girls froth over dogs, or guys with dogs anyway. Have you tested it yet? Like, have you borrowed a dog before you go to the commitment of actually adopting one?
Well, my parents have got a dog, so when I go and see them, then if you take the dog for a walk, and then you, it sounds weird, but yeah, if you walk past the shops, then people walk over and they say hi, and then I figure, well, if you've got a dog in your profile photo on Tinder, then that can't help either, because you see so many profiles where people are like, oh, if you've got a dog, I'm just quite right.
Oh, right.
I want to date your dog, not you.
So essentially, like, just to lock this down, essentially, Adam, you believe that a dog makes you hotter. Like, having a dog in a profile picture or whatever makes a guy hotter.
I think you're more likely to get a swipe right. I think it might depend on the sort of dog. I mean, you don't want to get something too small, but you don't want to get something that's massive that looks like it's going to, going to go or something like that.
What he did say to me was he needed a dog more masculine than my dog. That's what he said.
Well, your dog is the size of, like a football on a good day. But, hey, we'd love to put the theory to the test, Adam. Townsville, what do you think? 13, 12, 16. Does having a dog make a guy hotter?
I would say yes, but I'm not in the dating scene right now. But when I was, if a cute dog was in the profile, I would be 90% more inclined 90%. To swipe right.
They're good numbers, Adam.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go and get a dog.
Yeah, I was going to say 90%. Yeah, I like that percentage, yeah.
He's on the way to RSPCA as we speak. 13, 12, 16. Do dogs make guys hotter, Townsville? Is this a thing? Like, is Gabs right? And is Adam, excuse the pun, barking up the right tree?
Yeah.
But 13, 12, 16, Alison's here right now. Do you believe this theory, Alison? Like, a guy's hotter if there's a dog in the picture?
No.
No?
Never.
No, because I'm annoyed with people and their dogs.
You're annoyed by people
and
their
dogs? When did dogs become kids?
Now.
Oh, geez, man.
So are you not a dog lover?
That's Gabby through
and
through.
I have a dog. I have a dog, but I don't, I love my dog, but I don't, treat it like a child.
No, do you know what? That's what I think the difference is here. It's girls that don't have dogs like to date guys with dogs because then they can get their fill of the furry friend.
They get their fill of dog without the commitment.
I didn't have a dog when I was dating, and I was like, can you bring your dog on the date? Because I just really want
that. Yeah, I'm more interested in the dog than you.
Yeah, is that just because you need that to break that awkward song?
Yeah, it's an icebreaker. It's
great. I've got a dog. I've got something to talk about.
And I think, too, every woman deep down wants to have that scene in the movie where the leash wraps around and brings you two together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the cliche rom-com
fall
thing.
Over and start making
out. And then you get married and have a million kids and everyone lives happily ever after. It's a dream. It's a dream. We've all had it before. 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. Andy's here right now. Andy, buddy, what do you think? Do dogs make guys hotter?
Yes, they do, but you got to be nice to your dog once you actually meet the dog.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
This is the new test, because you know how back in the day it was, if he's nice to the waiter, then you know he's a good egg. Now, if it's if he's nice to his dog.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's pretty sexy.
But just litmus test here, Andy. What if it's a guy and he's got a dog like Gabby's? Because Gabby's dog is the tiniest of tiny chihuahuas. What if it's a big burly guy, but it's a tiny little Paris Hilton in a handbag dog? Is that a turn off?
It depends if it's if it yaps way too much, yes, definitely. They can be fine as long as they've got a good attitude themselves as well.
Yeah. Between his yapping and the yapping of the dog, the date was awful. Never going back.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.